الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We should never forget the basic reason and purpose and object for which Allah has created us is for His ibadat. We have to do a lot of things in our worldly life. We have need houses, cars, but don't forget our object is the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. We'll go about doing all the mundane things, but the object is the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. A person will become a hafiz also, but the object is the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. A person becomes an alim also, but we must not forget our basic object is the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. A person will engage in efforts of deen also, but mustn't forget the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, the surah, Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil, which is devoted to ibadat, and particularly ibadat of the night, the surah in sequence also in the Quran Sharif comes before Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, which is the effort of deen. And in revelation also, actual revelation, it came before Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. So in Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil, Qumil Layl Illa Qaleela, Nisfahu, Awin Qusminhu Qaleela, Ozid Alayhi, Warathilil Quran Tartila, the ibadat of the night, ibadat. Then in the next surah, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Qum Fa'andhir, stand up, warn the people. So that is also our duty, but don't forget the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And many times we get overtaken and overwhelmed with other issues and we forget the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala is the powerhouse that will help us in all the other efforts of deen. So there are various efforts. Batil will also raise its head, not now and then, all the time. Allah has made a test for us all the time. And the batil, in various forms it will come. We know so many forms batil is around us, in the form of entertainment, sports, etc., the intermingling of the sexes, etc., then this interfaith business, videos, photography, all, so many batil. The batil of the Qadianis, of the Shias, of the Maududis, all this batil, which will come in even in the form of righteousness and piety. Like we know, unfortunately, with the Tabligh Jamaat, with a 100 years record of great service of deen and uniting the ummah, but shaitan is always there. He has vowed, لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Shaitan is thought, I'll come from the right, from the left, from the front, from the back. And you'll find that most of the people, Shaitan took this vow in front of Allah, they won't be making your shukr, your ibadat, they won't be obedient to you. So Shaitan, and he doesn't spare anyone, no matter who it is. A famous story of Hazrat Ahmad ibn Hanbal, one of the four great imams, till the end, but Allah's fazal is there, a person gets saved. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullah alayh, Shaitan came to him, what a great alim, what a great tafsir he wrote. And Shaitan asked him, you believe in Allah? He said, of course I believe in Allah. What's your proof? And he was a great alim, he presented, what a great proof of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan, he is the ustad of ustads. He broke that proof of his. Another proof, until 100 proofs he had presented. Then he heard a voice of his sheikh that told him, tell Shaitan, I believe in Allah without any proof. Now what proof is he going to bring? So that is we have to have. So Shaitan won't leave anyone. He told Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, after debate with him, he said, your knowledge saved you. He said, Allah's fazal, that Allah made me conscious, that's not my knowledge, Allah's fazal. So it's only Allah's fazal. any and every individual, ordinary Muslims also, shaitan won't leave them. Kuffar are in his share already. And for Muslims, anyone, till the time of death, he makes it only if Allah protects us. Allah's fadl be with us. And any effort of deen also, he won't leave it alone. He will try and break that effort all the time also. And the thing that it comes in the hadith clear, we have heard this hadith many times. Shaitan sits like a mosquito on the heart of a person. The minute he finds him unmindful of Allah, he's not connected with Allah, he's not in the zikr of Allah, then he puts his poison in the heart. So therefore, we should be regular with our zikrs. And it isn't that we have to be zikr-e-lisani, zikr of our tongue all the time. It comes in the hadith, a person who remembers me, Allah says, for a little while after asr and after fajr, I will suffice him for the rest of the time. So if we make that zikr, Allah will protect us for the rest of the time. And there are many other zikrs also which we should make, Allah. And the other thing is, whether we are in zikr, we should be in the obedience of Allah. That is also zikr. Whenever a person in any act of obedience is in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, shaitan won't be able to get the better of you. And we should have our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, said at the end of his life, when I was paralyzed, it was difficult, very difficult for me to travel, but I traveled the world only for one purpose, and that is to establish the gatherings, the halqas of zikr everywhere. He said, where there are the gatherings of zikr, shaitan cannot interfere there. Therefore, he said, every madrasa, and he wrote letters to the great ulama of his time that established the gatherings of zikr in your madrasa. Every khanqa must have zikr. All the tabligh jamaat, everywhere in our homes we should have the zikr of Allah. Everywhere we should establish, then shaitan cannot interfere. And we should also see not only the outward surface differences now between the two groups of tabligh, etc., all the others. What is the root cause? The root cause is absence of zikr of Allah. No gatherings of zikr, therefore shaitan gets the better. One great zikr of Allah is tilawat of Quran. All of us can see what Quran tilawat is in our house. Whereas before, there couldn't be a Muslim house without tilawat of Quran Sharif. And now we are all Muslims, but hardly Quran tilawat takes place. Quran Sharif, and for any and everything, just the recitation of Quran is the answer to everything. Quran Sharif, engagement with Quran Sharif is a very great thing. So in any case, everything must carry on, all the other things, but don't become unmindful of the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That is our duty. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said with regard to the ulama, one he told that by your making, with your proofs that you are presenting and you making haram, halal, haram will never become halal no matter what proofs you present. What will happen if you do that, you will go out of the fold of Islam. So we have to be very careful what is qat'i haram, absolutely haram. It's not a difference of fiqh masalas. It's not a difference of virtues and priorities. This is better to do, it is better to do that, do it this way, do it that way. But when it comes to aqaid and basic things which are clear, al-halalu bayyinun. Halal is clear, it comes in the hadith, wal-haramu bayyinun. And haram is also clear, wabaynahuma mushtabihat. And there are the grey areas between the two. And in the لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس, the grey areas, many people don't know and how to handle that area. Those who stay away from the grey areas, they will be safe. And those who fall into the grey areas, eventually they will go into haram. They will. And then the example is given of an animal, a cow grazing at the border, is going to go sometime or the other over the border. And it will go into the neighbor's place. So therefore, stay far away from that. So wherever we see any doubts, Just stay away from that. What is doubtful? ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك أو كما قال نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام says this in those things in which you have got doubts, give it up for that in which there is no doubt. It's so clear cut. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام say تركتكم على البيضاء. I've left you on a clear white path. ليلها كنهارها. The night of that path is like the day. In other words, there is no dark spots. There is no darkness. There is no gray area. A very clear path I have given you. So that is what we must follow. So it has been given to us. One place, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, also addressing the ulama. And this applies to all of us. We all have got knowledge. Ours is much less, so we are not called ulama. But we also have got knowledge. So according to the level of our knowledge, everyone is responsible also. And those who are ulama, they are more greatly responsible. Hazrat say that you people, who are the ulama, it comes in the hadith, warasatul anbiya. They are the inheritors of the anbiya. And it comes in detail, the anbiya did not leave in inheritance money, gold, coins, etc. They left knowledge, they left deen, the responsibility of deen, the effort of deen. And the ulama are particularly responsible for that. So that is what the ulama must do. Then Maulana said, the ulama in his time, which is roughly about 150 years ago, and this has been in the annals of history, and therefore many, many ulama served in the Islamic Khilafat, in the courts, as judges, etc. But there were many others who were very careful, and they did not even, in an Islamic country, they did not serve in the government, Islamic government also. They feared for their deen, that there is contamination. There you easily slip and you give in for many things. So they kept away very much, and there were those who never came in the limelight also. They were great, great people, but they just remained quiet to themselves and just carried on with their ibadahs. Of course, all can't do that, and there have to be people, there will have to be a judge, Islamic judge also, but as it comes in the hadith, is when you become like a judge, you are putting the unseen yoke on your own throat. You are hanging yourself. Because it's so dangerous. But, and so in other words, all this means that those people who are in that position, they have to be even more careful of all their decision making, all their actions, etc. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, do your work as the heirs of the Anbiya, of Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahy anil Munkar, maintaining the deen, teaching the deen, saving people from fitnas, from haram, and don't become conformists. That is, those who conform to the people, how people would like you to be. Today, in fact, in another hadith, another malfuz, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, those ulama who don't want to speak the truth, because they don't want a stigma to their name, that he's a controversial person, he's an extreme person, he's very strict, he only speaks about all haram, and this one is wrong, and that one is wrong. So a person who worries for the critic, that person has got hubbe jah. That means he wants to be famous in the people. He wants to be in the good books of the people. All must say that is a very good molisab. He doesn't speak no difference. He is happy with everyone. He makes peace with everyone. And the analysis of that is, you're making peace with shaitan also. You make peace with Rahman also, and you can't make, if you make peace with Shaitan, you can never be in peace with Rahman. It's your choice, one of the two. And that was the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. In fact, it comes in a hadith that the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah will be for three categories of people. One will be who killed a Nabi, that we all can understand how serious that is. To kill a Nabi, and the Bani Israel were guilty of this very greatly. They should have their big arenas like stadiums and big trays in which they should bring the Nabi, and in front of all the people they should gather to see it also. They should slaughter the Nabi in front of everyone. They should take the one leg of a Nabi, fasten it to one camel, and the other leg to another camel and make the two camels run in opposite directions. So they tore his body apart like that. They would take a saw and put it on his head and cut him through the middle. For the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So you can imagine how serious that crime is. And in that same first part, who a Nabi kills. A Nabi comes as a complete sarapai, rahmat, mercy, kindness, wishing only good for people. So how bad must a person be that a Nabi had to kill you? How terrible your crime must be that a Nabi had to kill you? So that is the first, who kills a Nabi, or a Nabi kills somebody. The worst punishment for those people on the day of Qiyamah. And after that, the second category of people, those people who are dhal and mudil, leaders who lead people astray. So we have to be very careful of that also, that especially people who have leadership position. And that is not only the ulama. The head of the family has got leadership position, which comes in the Quran Sharif, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That your family people, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا. Every person, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah says, he is the imam of his family. So if you don't make effort to make your family muttaqeen, and they are zalimeen, sinners, then you are imamu zalimeen. And if you make the effort to make them muttaqeen, you will be imamul muttaqeen. So anyway, every person, when he gets married, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Now he's responsible for his wife, he's in a leadership position. When he has children, he's in a more leadership position. And then as it grows, as many people in the family, they become like the senior people in the family. Now in the whole extended family, they are also responsible. And there, of course, we know that generally all the young children, the young woman in the family, all normally they tend towards dunya. If you have a family gathering also, it must just be eating, talking, just meeting and eating and just that there. Now the seniors in the family, if they don't warn the people, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, warn your close family people. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, save yourselves and your families from the fire. وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ فِتْنَةً, remember of your wealth and your child family, there will be a fitna. But if we don't fulfill that responsibility, then we are in a leadership position, but we didn't do our duty. And it's very easy to just blame the ulama, they're not doing their work. And for the ulama to blame the people, that they are not doing. Everyone must see my work, am I doing my work or not? So the second will be those people who are leaders, and they misguided the people. And that also, unfortunately, and just keeping quiet is also misguidance. If you don't speak and warn the people, you just keep quiet. You know there is a snake and you don't speak about it. You are guilty of the crime of not warning the people. Of anything else also, it is your duty to speak about that. So that is the second group. The third group will be those people who made photos, who made photos. Whether you change the name of the photo into something else, or the means of making it, you use some other means, but still a photo is a photo. Whether you make it with a camera, whether it's a digital photo, whatever, whether it is just on the screen, and what is this call called, where you see the photo? Video call. That also. And those, unfortunately, if we don't apply our mind, the people who say it's permissible for a video call, because it's just on the screen and it goes away again. It's not there all the time. And the image is haram. Hey, like if you look at yourself in a mirror, it's permissible, but you are seeing the image there. You look in the water, you see yourself is an image. So the same way they say that in a video call, it's just the image. It goes, when you're not there, it's gone. But who doesn't know that everything on the phone is recorded? If we don't record it, but it's being recorded by the companies who are running that service, every small thing is. And we know how you receive an email. they have ready answers for you. They have already scrutinized that email and they prepare a ready answer, everything of yours. They watch you, they will give you a report that this week you used your cell phone so much less or more than last week. Which sites you have gone. And all this, they make a profile of every person. When do you charge your phone? Do you wait till it's overcharged for an hour, or on time you disconnect it again? Everything. And according to that, they make a profile. Anyway, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be this punishment for the three categories of people. So those people who are in leadership position, and they mislead the people. Intentionally, unintentionally, that will be all in the court of Allah. And then whether they just kept quiet, fitna all around them, and they kept quiet. We all know of that incident, we hear it many times, when Allah Ta'ala was going to punish a certain locality, and He sent Jibreel alayhi salam with the punishment. Allah knows everything, but Allah wants to illustrate things also. So when he came, he went back to Allah. Ya Allah, there is one buzurg who did not disobey you for the wink of an eye. Allah said, start with him. Because when all the wrong was happening, he didn't worry. He was just making his ibadat and he did not worry. And there are many ahadith which warn very severely for those people who see the wrong and they don't blink an eye also. They don't know, frown comes on their head. And we all know in our houses how much wrong is taking place. Wherever we are working, how much wrong. And we don't even speak a word, nowhere. We don't think about it also. And we know my daughter is going to school, my son is going to school, matric parties are taking place, what and what happens there. We just act put our head under the... buried in the ground and carry on as though nothing is happening. All that. So we are responsible for all that. So with all this happening, we must see very carefully where we are and whether we are warning people of the harms and the evils that are there. Just keeping out, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to have anything to do with this. I just want to be at peace with myself. I want to be at peace with everyone. That person is greatly guilty. In the court of Allah, he is greatly so much so. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has written that all these fitnas that take place, and if a person aids them, helps them, in a very insignificant way, in a small way, is also part of his aiding them. Then there it comes in the hadith. Like for example, you supplied the ink and the ink pots. In those days when they used to use the ink and ink pot. Like for example, you are supplying pans for there. You are supplying spoons for there. Any small thing also. The punishment of those people, it comes in the hadith, they will be put in iron coffins on the day of Qiyamah and then thrown into the fire of Jahannam. And today, the rot that is set in the ummah in the world is because we all keep quiet. We say all the evil and we don't speak one word. And also further than that thing, who of us makes dua? Ya Allah, remove all this fitna. While talking something, we might say perhaps a dua sentence. But actually, most of us haven't got a slot for dua also. So where are we going to make the dua? After Faraz duas also, we are looking around and with no interest. Each one of us asks, which is my time, my 2 minutes, my 1 minute for dua? And if we do make dua, like today when we usually parting with one another, then we give some duas. That is what dua? That Allah give you long life. Allah keep you with afiyat. Who makes dua? Allah keep you safe in the qabr. Or even for our own self, Ya Allah, help me in the qabr. What's going to happen? We don't think about that. And that is the prime thing that we should be concerned. Ya Allah, what will happen on Qiyamah day? I have to cross Pul Sirat. What will happen? But we don't even think. We don't give one another. All we want is that person he had a heart attack. How's he feeling now? He had a stroke. How is he feeling now? Those are the things that we talk about. Just about dunya. about akhirah, to worry of which is for what Allah has created us for akhirah. That we don't worry about. So it is very important that we worry about all those things. So we should see, like for example, with regard to one very contradictory thing about the Nizamuddin Jama'at, and also people have explained it, ulama, Allah reward them, that if you are whichever side you are, on whichever side, you are on the Shura side, you are on Nizamuddin side, you represent the leaders of that. It's not just that you are on the side and you don't know. You are just on, then why are you not on the other side if you don't know? If you are just very innocent, how they try and pass it off, that there is the ikhtilaf of the big people, and we on the ground, we don't know, we just do six numbers. Bareilvi also says, I follow Quran and Hadith. A Shia also says, I follow Quran and Hadith. Qadiani also says, but we know it's not right. It's just claiming that it's not right. Who you are following, which group you are in, you represent that group. And also we should remember that it comes clearly in the hadith, مَنْ كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever increases the numbers of any people, just by increasing, you are part of them also. And مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. If you just resemble those people, then also you are part of them. مَنْ رَضِيَ بِعَمَلِ قَوْمٍ كَانَ شَرِيكًا فِيهِمْ. Who is just happy with the actions of some people, he is part of those people. So, and just to be happy is just you are with them. Though you are inside your heart, you are not happy. But you went there for no reason. If you went there for, you couldn't help it, you had to be there. But you are unhappy in your heart, then you will be absorbed of it. But if you are just there, just to be there, just to be with the crowd, you are part of all those people. So with regard to that, see some glaring things. See, one very important thing is the modus operandi of how they are working, all the wrongs that are happening. Maulana Saad says something which is way without against Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, against Quran and Hadith, not once, twice, unlimited times. And after, even if he says I was wrong, he makes ruju, he draws back his word, he repeats it again. So then he says something, when he says something wrong, immediately there is an outcry, outburst of the public and the ulama. How could he say such a thing? That is totally wrong, he said this. And not one, two things, so many wrong things he said, openly wrong things. Then his party, especially the ulama who are on his side, and also many people ask this question, there are ulama on their side also. So how can the ulama be wrong? When there is a fitna on both sides, there will be people. And there will be leader type people on both sides. This is a test from Allah, this whole thing. All these things are a test. So the test, like if you have to write an exam paper, and they ask you, when did the 1820 settlers come to the Cape? And they give you the option, one option only in 1820. So then there is no test. If you are given two, three options, then if they all were one, all agreed, then there should be no. So when they are opposite, and it's tough test is, when good people who we regard, good ulama, big ulama, they are also on the wrong side. Now you get a bit confused. So big ulama, they can't be wrong. So this is a more heavy test at that time. But you can see clearly it's against Quran and Hadith. But yet you say, so Maulana Saad has said many things. So anyway, he says it, then there's an outburst, outcry from the public, from the ulama. How could you say such a thing? When that now gains momentum, then their people who are on their side, they go into the damage control. They start now control, we must fix it up now, what he said. So in that, what they do, they add some words in that whole thing, what he said, subtract some things, and we give it a beautiful Dini picture. And they say, this is actually what he meant. In many of the things, that this is actually what the earnings of the ulama, where he says is worse than the earnings of a prostitute. And then they turn it around and make it such a way that what is actually meaning is the ulama must get only pure halal. He didn't mean, he meant that give them only halal and pure. Now he made it a noble thing. So there are three things here. One is what he said. One is what the people understood. And now what the people, his people are saying, what he meant. What he said was one thing. What the people understood was what he said. And now they say he meant this. So if you meant this, say what you mean. Husband and wife, so many complaints that I meant this. So why don't you say what you mean? Why are you saying something else? I was only making a joke. A joke like that, you call that a joke. You accuse your wife of terrible things, and then when she's now angry and upset, and she wants to leave the home, you say, I was only making a joke. So what we speak and the slip of the tongue is much, much more dangerous than the slip of the leg. The slip of the tongue is very, and this is not a slip of the tongue. One time it can be a slip. Now it happened. Somebody warned you again, but again it happens, again, and new things all the time. So that we have to understand. Then, in Ijtima in Bombay, Maulana Saad said, that one person came to me after being 40 years in the work of Jamaat, and he asked me for 1 month's chutti, that I want to go for itikaf in a khanqa. He says, I'm shocked and surprised that after 40 years in the Jamaat, your Islah is still not made. He says, this work of Jamaat is enough for your Islah. You don't need to go to anyone else. You don't need a sheikh. And his talks are that Khanqa, he's against the Khanqa. And the work of Tabligh is your sheikh. That will make you right. But the Quran Sharif, over and over, yuzakkihim, faman tazakka, a person who puts his leg on his nafs, and the next step is Jannat. Anyway, over, Quran Sharif is full with the importance. The Hadith Sharif, mal ihsan, and ta'budullah kan, that is all the tasawwuf. And it's a complete different division of deen. To acquire knowledge is one branch of deen. Ibadat of Allah is another branch of deen. Amar bil ma'ruf is another thing. And tabligh and tazkir is another department. Social welfare work is another department. How many different departments? So tazkiyah and nafs is one mustaqil. From the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till today it has carried on. And in fact, this is the basic thing, fundamental thing, which we have not understood, the enemies have understood. That's why they have belittled the Khanqa and made it look like unimportant, and our ulama to say Khanqa is bid'at, Khanqa is shirk, all the things to take away, because this is the main thing where you get connected with Allah and Allah's help comes. Just having knowledge of deen, just giving da'wat of deen, all the other branches, you need the connection. And this is where you connect with zikrullah, company of the saliheen. Company of the saliheen is so important. What was the last dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he passed away? Walhikni. Allahumma anta rafiq al-a'la. He wanted the friendship, the company of Allah. Yusuf alayhi salam, his last dua? Bissalihin. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam? Fi ibadika salam. So that is how important that the final desire. On one occasion, great ulama were discussing that if we get that moment which duas are accepted on a Friday, Jummah, what will they make dua for? Everyone said different. When they asked Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he said, I'll make dua for Sohbat al-Salihin. We will say, Khusne Khatama, to die on Iman. Many other things we'll say. But Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, I'll make dua for Sohbat al-Salihin. Because there you get everything. So how important it is. But Maulana Saad, he said, it's not important. And then, when in about 2015, when Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam ul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed away, the only person who was who was fit for becoming Amir was Maulana Zubair Sahib, Zubair ul Hasan, Maulana Inam ul Hasan Sahib's son. He was liked and he was in that position. And he was the only person who could take bayat. Maulana Saad did not have permission from anyone that he could take. So Maulana Saad himself told at that time, and all who were present, it's under record, that don't, he said, first, don't make me the Amir. Because then the people who are connected with Maulana Zubair, the people of Delhi, they'll get cut off from the world. And he said, don't make Maulana Zubair also the Amir. Because then my people, Mewat people, they'll get cut off from the world. And he said, don't let anyone make bayat. He couldn't make bayat. Only Maulana Zubair could take bayat. And he said, don't. And that it was agreed on that in that mashura. And for 20 years, he himself complied to this mashura. After 20 years, he said, I'm the Amir. And who don't believe me as the Amir, they can go to Jahannam. A self-appointed Amir like that. So we can see how clear. And then now his people again, that damage control, they are proving now that he's got ijazat, he's got khilafat from four sources. And without prompting, two of the sources, the sons of those great buzurgs, they themselves have said that he did not have permission from my father. Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, and Maulana Ihtiramul Haq Sahib, Ihtiramul Hasan Sahib. Their son said, that's a pure lie. He did not have permission from me. The other two, we don't know what it is like. But in any case, and Professor Khalid Siddiqui, who was a muqeem in the Merkaz, he himself says that Maulana Saad told me that why I'm making the plea. First he wasn't, then privately he was making, discreetly, slowly, then openly, and now loud elans are made. Anyone want? He said, I'm making them bayat so that they would listen to me, they would accept me as their Amir. Whereas the very root cause of tasawwuf is tawadu, humility, not to become big and people must listen to me and people must obey me. And if, whereas if you make, it is for the Islam of a person, not that people must accept me now as a big buzur, big guru and big buzur or something like that. No, it is for the Islam of the people. So we can see how, unfortunately, what direction this is going. And it is open, and they try and cover it up with all the damage control way that they do. And they just try and cover it up. And in that one way, just to see such a clear thing that who they regard as the biggest person, the biggest knowledgeable person on their side who supports Mauli Saad, and because of that it is like wahi. You must support because he is being supported by his such great people. And what they say, they give advice to the people. You must attend the camper down Ijtima. And they say, we understand and we accept that he has said wrong things. And he has made rujut, retracted from some of them. So that means, first of all, they admit that he's speaking wrong things. And they say he's the Amir and you must make itaat of the Amir. Amir who doesn't slip one time and make a mistake, all the time he's making, how can he even be an Amir? Who's saying the wrong things. And then that you must go there and you must take the good things that he says and don't take the bad things. Wrong what he says, so they admit he says wrong. They expect he will say wrong things, but don't take the wrong things. So they also admit and accept that he's saying the wrong. It's an open public statement. And that is what it means, that the wrong, don't take the wrong. First, that he made ruju from some of the wrong. And the wrong he speaks, don't take the wrong. So that is an admission, total. And how can you give people advice that you must attend such a place? And you must take the right. This is like, you offer somebody a glass of zamzam. And you tell them, one drop of urine also fell in there. And so don't take the urine, only drink the zamzam. Can it be possible you do that? Or a housewife is cooking food at home and her little child, he messed the napkin. And she cleaned the child also just there. And some of the feces got mixed with the meat and some of the urine. And after that, when the visitors come, she say, tell them that they must only eat the meat. And some of the feces I took out, because some are still left. So tell them not to eat the feces, they must only eat the meat. How can that be possible? What kind of advice? Only like in Gujarati they say, khadera ne tau aave, that a donkey also gets a fever with such kind of arguments and talks. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, and these things must not be our primary object. Our primary object is the ibadat of Allah. And in this, we must not overstep our mark also. What has to be said and what has to be spelled out has to be said and has to be spelled out. Otherwise, it is mudahanat fi deen. If somebody is proposing for your daughter and they ask you advice, this boy came, what you say about him, and you know he's a drug addict. You know he's a bad person. And you say, no, I can't speak bad about him. There it's for us to tell them that he's a person not of good character. You don't give your daughter to this person here. It's your for us. And this is a much more serious matter of your iman, your akhirat, of getting deprived of Jannat, Allah save us, and going to Jahannam, Allah protect us all. A very serious matter. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, and in these matters, that we don't make this grave error of keeping quiet, of just trying to keep the peace with everyone. Some ulama, good ulama also, who is of that mentality, must keep peace with everyone. Don't upset any person. So they say that, how can we turn these people away from our masjids? And tomorrow, if a Barelvi come, they will turn them away. If a Shia come, even more, they'll turn him away. But why, yeah, you say that we can't turn them away. And if they say 6 points. But the Barelvis also say we are following Quran and Hadith. Some wrong they quote, some wrong interpretation they give to, and they say also they following that. So that is not the case. And we must, there isn't enough shukr we can make. Allah put us in Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who in our terms and our language we call Ulama-i Dioban. These men were of great, great caliber. The understanding of deen, the practice of deen that has been in them, the love of Tawheed, the love of Sunnat, and Tawadu, humility, these are hallmarks of these people. And this is from the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, through the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi'at, Tabi'in, and our Aslaab. These are those people. And easily you can see those who go astray. And there are many people, like for example, Maududi. People like Maulana Ali Mia, Maulana like Manzoor Nomani, even Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahab. At the beginning stages, they also were influenced by him. But when they realized that the wrong that he's doing, they disassociated from him. So it is possible we also get caught up. But when it is made clear, and it's the duty of the other people to make it clear to them, and not to score points, not to show we know more or we are better, but for the truth, for Allah's pleasure, for Akhirat, it's our duty to make that. And together with that, that is not enough. It has to be backed up with dua also, and make dua for those people. And if dua of hidayat, then make dua of maghfirat. If they still don't accept, beg still Allah, you still forgive them, O Allah. Have feeling for them. Not just that you want to condemn somebody. And not that you just want to score points and to show that you can prove your point. If that is the case, we have lost the battle before we started the battle also. We have to have that feeling. That is a mu'min, that he is feeling for his fellow brothers, and they are doing now something wrong. Now we have to save them from that. We'll go out of our way to explain to them. May Allah give us all tawfiq, give us the proper understanding of our deen, and this is a crucial time that we are in. And this is the time to show our true good colors, and not mudahanat, not to keep quiet, not to become aggressive. and not to fight, but to speak out the truth properly and state it in the best suitable way that we can to present it so that people can understand, correct their lives. Now, these opportunities don't come always. And in the Akhirah, for those people who loved for Allah, who love somebody for Allah's sake. Today we love for our own nafs' sake. And we love a soccer player. We love a film star. We love a singer. And it's all our nafs. Or we love even perhaps our wives, but it is in most cases not even love, just lust, and just for our sake. But who love somebody for Allah's sake, and who hates for Allah's sake. Great reward for those people, that we don't hate for our nafs. He damaged my car, he insulted me, he humiliated me. No, for Allah's sake, for the deen of Allah. Those who hate somebody for the deen and for the pleasure of Allah, great rewards and great reprimand for those who don't love for Allah, who don't hate for Allah. They're great punishment for such people in the Akhirat. So Allah, give us the proper understanding of our deen. Deen is a perfect deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. So much so that, as Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi say, this is also part of deen. At-takabbur ma'al mutakabbirin tawadu'un. To show like arrogance with arrogant people. That is called tawadu. That is not arrogant. And you need it there. As our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, if Pakistan is fighting a war with India, and the Pakistan soldier now meets with the Indian army, and he tells him, Main Hakir, Fakir, Abdul Qadir, aap se milne ko aaya hu. That I'm a humble person, and I just came in meet you. At that time, it is necessary, not only permissible, necessary, you grow your mustache also big, so that they fear your very look also. And you have the big sideburns also, like a frightening person. And you go and meet him, and you smite him, and you tell him, you'll see what I'll do with you. There, that is tawadu. And that is ibadat at that time. Not that at the other time, your humility, your humbleness is farad upon you. But when it is necessary to show your arrogance and your pride, which isn't in you, but you make a show of it, to show them that for the sake of Allah, that is a great ibadat. Allah give us all tawfiq, understanding, inshallah.